This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and I told you we had a jam-packed show. I didn't lie. Our next guest, they're kicking off a tour around the nation tonight at the East Brunswick Club here in Melbourne. Passenger hail from the UK, and popping along for the ride is a Bandcamp favourite, Stu Larson. And Mike from Passenger and Stu are in the studio this afternoon. Welcome, guys.
Hello, mate.
Hey, man.
Now, can we just clear things up? Mike, you're Passenger, but Passenger started as like bigger than just one person. Is it just one man show now, or
generally speaking? Sometimes I play with the band. The last run of shows I did here was with the little five piece, which in fact Stu was part of. I think it's a pretty vague idea. I think Passenger is just me or whoever I'm playing with at the
time. Because so I was gonna say, I feel like a bit of an idiot calling you Passenger. But
people feel quite
Mike
awkward
from Passenger, or just Mike, or
no,
you know.
Right? No, it's a common problem, and I think people, I make people feel awkward anyway, and then it's the name doesn't help. You know,
is there a solution?
Name change.
Well, I guess Just Mike, though, isn't, you know, Mike.com.
Just Mike. Just, I quite like
just
that.
Mike. Just Mike.com. Yeah. Yeah. It's a sold-out gig tonight at the East Brunswick, which you must be pretty stoked about, because there's quite a few gigs around the nation that have sold out during this tour. So
yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, we had no idea how, you know, because I haven't been back for 6 months, so we really had no idea how these gigs would sell, and yeah, Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne are all sold out, and I think one in Perth is now as well. So yeah, it's really lovely to know that people haven't forgotten,
because you did spend a fair bit of time in Australia previously.
Have done, yeah.
Yeah, recording and
couple of big trips. It was 9 months last time, so
yeah,
I've actually spent more time here than back home in the last couple of years.
So. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Stu, you've been touring with Passenger over in the UK. How did this musical relationship come together? Because now you're sort of repaying the favour, I guess, and supporting him over here.
Yeah, well, it all came together by chance, I guess. I was on the road with some friends of mine touring last October, and Mike was the support act. And so we kind of met then and started working together earlier this year in Australia. Yeah. And then did 3 months in the UK, which was amazing. Probably the best 3 months of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We were all following your journey on sort of Facebook and Twitter and all that. Looked like you had a blast.
Yeah, it was the best time.
Both of you have done a heap of touring during 2011. I guess it's a bit of a hard question, but have there been any, what have the highlights been? Can you pinpoint any particular gigs or places that you were just like, yeah, that was pretty special?
There's been a few pretty special gigs, some amazing venues we've played in. I think one that really stands out for me was Glasgow, which was in July. I didn't really know what to expect. I heard it was kind of maybe a rougher, rowdier type of crowd. And
yeah.
I was on first that night, and I just remember going on stage thinking, I don't know how this is going to go. And they were kind of rowdy when I walked on, and I had a Foster's with me, I think, and it was the first Foster's I'd ever even held in my hand, and made some joke about that, and got everyone on side from the start, and then they just quietened down, and it was a really special gig.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. What about you, Mike? Any highlights for the year, touring-wise?
That's a very good question. I played a gig with Angus and Julia in April over in Perth, which was in front of something silly like 5,000 people, and that was pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all summer we had an amazing run of gigs in the UK, because we'd sort of busk in the daytime and then put on shows in the evening, and I don't know, the whole 3 months was a bit of an adventure, and I don't think we had one bad gig really. All did we? Hang on, that might be.
Hang on,
lie.
There
was. I was. Well, I'm not going to mention any names, but it was towards the end of the run. There was two in the same venue, and it was the air conditioning was broken.
Oh,
and
okay, yeah. Right.
That one. Yeah. We won't say the name of
that one.
What? What? Oh.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play us a live track, which we're very grateful for. Then we're going to come back and have a bit more of a chat, if you guys are happy to stick around.
More than happy.
Definitely.
Excellent. Would have been awkward if you had to say no.
Yeah,
so
actually. Go run.
All right. Which track are we going to hear now?
Well, we're going to try and do this song called Hearts on Fire, which is a fairly new one of mine. and me and Stu were playing it together on tour, but we haven't sang
it. You don't sound confident.
Well,
I'm confident. I've been watching that video of it every day and singing along, so I'm fine.
That's
I don't know.
Why have you been doing that?
It's just good memories.
You've missed me.
I have missed you. Oh, yeah.
Just be honest about it. Yeah, so this is called Hearts on Fire.
Excellent. You're on Joy 94.9 with Stu Larson and Passenger, or Mike, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
Very nice stuff. Very nice. The interaction that was going on there, I wish we had webcam.
I'm pretty glad we don't. There's some mixed signals.
It's been a while.
Now, tonight at the East Brunswick Club and throughout the rest of the tour, do you guys sing any tracks together, or is it sort of set?
That's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret, is it?
It's not a secret, is it? Is it a secret?
Maybe that one. That's probably the secret.
That's a secret.
It's not a secret.
It's out the bag now.
Secret's out.
Ooh. Yeah, there might be a couple of little cheeky duets.
Mm. Yeah.
Good.
Stu doesn't look too keen, but we'll see.
I'm just not sure. We'll see what happens.
He's going along.
Do what I'm told.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, happens.
Now, Stu, it was a big year for you with Ryford being released, of course.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the 11 project? Because it's intriguing. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about it for a while, and it's kind of happened with all this good timing this year with the being 2011 and all that stuff. Basically, I was born on the 11th of the 11th at 11 a.m. and this year it's always felt like a bit of a special year, and I've released 11 demo tracks from the last 11 years, essentially.
You weren't involved in 9/11, were you?
Oh, dude.
Too soon.
Really?
It's been
a
while.
Is that not a good joke? That's awkward. Carry on, man. Sorry.
What were we saying?
11.
11, that's
11's
right.
11's important.
11, yeah. So yeah. It was released about a month ago, and there's online orders still happening. There's about 20 copies left.
Okay,
and,
cool.
So it'll be posted out pretty much early next week and should be in people's mailboxes by the 11th of the 11th.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's strelarson.com.
Yes.
Best place to grab that.
Definitely.
Cool. Now, Mike, you've got your fifth album being released next year.
Yeah, unbelievably, yeah.
Can you tell us any more about it? There's sort of hasn't been much info fed to us all yet, so can you tell us a little bit about it, when you're expecting it to be out and things like that?
Yeah, well, we recorded the bulk of it in sort of March, April time last year, and then we mixed it and mastered it. Everyone was happy, and then I wrote this other song just a couple of months ago that we all decided should be on the record. So I flew in on Wednesday and was in the studio on Thursday and Friday recording this track.
Wow.
So it's been a bit of a last minute
addition,
yes, yeah. And panic. I mean, the record's kind of a bit, it's a different sound to Flight the Crow, certainly. I think it's pretty important to challenge yourself every record and do something new and different. So I guess it's a more modern sound, quite a big sound. It's got strings and brass and lots of cool stuff going on. And
cool.
Stu came and sang on it, and there's a couple of mates doing bits and pieces.
Excellent.
It should be out in February, I think.
Great.
These things can change.
Of course. Yeah. Will you be coming back to Australia once the album's released, do some more touring? Obviously, the demand's here, so...
You know, I'd probably stay here.
Yeah?
Because we're
going
to... I think the idea is to release it over here first and then go back to the UK kind of spring and release it over there. Then.
Excellent.
So, yeah, you can't get rid of me that easy.
You'll have to pop back when the album's out. We
sure.
Showcase it a little
for
bit.
Sure.
There's a fair bit of tongue-in-cheek with some of the Passenger tracks.
Yeah.
Hate It sort of springs to mind. Does that tongue-in-cheekness sort of carry over to everywhere you play, or do you find some audiences a bit like, oh, I don't get it kind of thing?
Yeah,
do they get it?
I guess so. I mean, I think it's important just to do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, the minute you start second guessing an audience, it becomes a bit of a challenge. But the tongue in cheek thing, I just find it helps. You know, singer songwriting music traditionally takes itself so bloody seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, you can be brilliant, but if you're going to play depressing music for an hour and a half, people are going to kind of turn off after a while, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I just find it helps. Yeah, just a bit of silliness and you know.
Have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Very British of you.
Yes.
Now, we're going to hear another track. Before we head into that, though, I thought I might try and stump Mike with the question that I ask each and every guest. Oh. Stu's already passed the test.
Twice, right?
Twice, I think so. And I don't think it changed too much either.
pretty consistent. I try to be consistent.
This is terrifying. What is it?
So usually I pre-warn guests, but I completely forgot, so sorry about that.
Don't worry about it.
Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station. It takes about 20 seconds to read that out, and then I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music, so what you hope to achieve through being a musician.
Right.
So you're pretty up for it?
Could have warned me, but that's fine. Yeah, we're gonna wing it. Yeah.
On the spot, just wing it, yep. So here's our mission statement. Joy 94.9 is a volunteer-based community radio station providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is your mission statement, Mike, from Passenger?
Passenger is a lyrical-based folk artist providing happiness and joy amongst folk listening communities throughout the southern and northern hemisphere, the world.
Specific.
Not much of the world, two bits of the world. The end.
Very nice. Well, I think he deserves a round of applause for that one. Nice one.
Thanks, guys.
On the spot. All right. Well, the gig is tonight at the East Brunswick here in Melbourne. It is sold out, as I said. I'll be going along to that. So too bad if you missed out. Be more organised next time. Head to facebook.com/passengerofficial for more info on Passenger. And for more info on Stu, head to stulaston.com. A big thanks, guys, for popping in. I know you probably got soundcheck, the Savo, and all things like that. So
it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.